bust it.
It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show with Cole Bear on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show continues. Talking a lot of hoops today. Speaking of hoops, you can hear the Cedar Falls girls basketball team over on our companion station tonight, Cruising KCFI. They're on the road at Cedar Rapids Xavier. That is a 7:15 airtime with Dave Finnegan. We're talking UNI men's hoops right now, though. We've got UNI assistant coach Seth Tuttle on the show. Coach Tutt, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'd imagine you're doing great. Your team's won five in a row, so let's start there. What's maybe one, two, three things, Coach, that have stuck out most looking back over the body of work of five straight wins?
Yeah, the guys got it cranking a little bit. A lot of it has to do with rhythm. Not to kind of crutch anybody, but we had a lot of guys in and out of the rotation early. Bowen breaking his hand, not getting to practice, Fife situation. AJ just getting back from a year off, right? So at the beginning of the year, it was just kind of a work in progress, honestly, mm-hmm. And now we're finally had a handful of practices that our guys have gotten to kind of actually be a part of and kind of get a rhythm going. So that's the first and foremost. And then second of all, you know, they've done a really nice job as a unit of cranking it up in practice, right? Focusing on the small details, getting better defensively, mm-hmm. Getting better in our defensive rotations. And then on offense, pushing the ball, man, pushing the pace, sharing that thing, popping around. A lot of good things are working right now, and obviously it's a lot of fun when things are kind of going your way.
When it comes to that ball popping around on offense, as I understand it, Coach, it had something to do with you sitting at home not feeling well, watching the Diamond Head Classic on your couch. Welcome to our life where we watch sports and go, man, if they could only do that. I'm just kidding. Obviously, your eyes a lot more trained than any of ours, but you got to tell us a little bit about your experience having to stay stateside and from what I understand, bugging Coach Crawford with what you were seeing.
Man, yeah, it was brutal. You know, it was a brutal thing. I've missing a game is not part of my DNA. You know, I got all ready, packed up, went to bed completely fine, woke up not feeling, felt really, really bad. They just made the decision it was just best to avoid everybody and mm-hmm. just stay home. And, you know, and from that situation, I got a whole new experience and a different perspective, I guess, is a better way to say it and put it. And you kind of just watch from afar, and obviously you get to see it as the game's unfolding, and when you're there in the heat of things, you don't see it quite as clear. And then you obviously post game, you get to watch the same film that you guys get to see every day, but you have emotions from the game, and it's just different, right? It's just an entirely different perspective sitting away and watching it and getting thoughts and feelings. And the guys battled out there, you know, they battled. We just had to crank up our pace. Which was the biggest takeaway, you know, the biggest takeaway that I had when I watched it was our pace wasn't where it needs to be for our offense to really work, get it clicking. And then we had some early possession shots, you know, and with our guys, we have some guys who can hit some of those shots, a handful of guys who obviously when they get going, you just let them go out there and do their thing. Mm-hmm. But until you kind of find that rhythm, shooting some early ones, in the beginning of the possession can kind of deflate you as well. And it just felt like that was kind of happening to us a little bit too much until we got our rhythm going. So those were the two biggest takeaways that we had addressed and talked about quite a bit with our team. And they've done a great job. They've done a great job of making those adjustments and tweaking that a little bit with how we play. And over the last five games, Cole, our offense is clicking at 1.2 points per possession, which is really, really high, man. It's just really good. And then that's just all that's credit to those guys for taking some hard film studies and taking it like men and really making the change. And they've done a great job so far.
I think it's about 81.6 or 7 points per game during this winning streak. And knowing just how much you believe in the flow offense that you guys have been running since you came on staff, how much more production does that offense unlock, though, Seth, when you kind of get, you really get that next level understanding of your personnel? Because we see, everybody sees you there with the whiteboard dialing plays up, but in terms of, you know, game situation or which guy to go to at what time and which guy seems to like which particular play within the offense. It seems to me like all those things are getting more dialed in.
Yeah, you know, and that's just part of time spent together. Like I said, at the beginning of the year, it was just kind of everybody was in and out, and it was just hard to kind of get a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And again, no excuses are being made here right now. I'm just saying, you know, that was an obstacle that we had to overcome, and we didn't as a coaching staff do good enough apparently at that. But now the guys have done a nice job sticking together, and like you said, just the overall understanding of what we're trying to accomplish, the overall understanding of when and where and how and the game situation, the flow of the game, you know, all those things that we usually would stress quite a bit. You know, we had other things on our plate earlier in the year, so now we're starting to kind of lock back in on what we do, and our guys are starting to understand where their strengths are and where they fit into the team. And we, you know, at the beginning of the year, we knew we had a lot of guys who were going to be fighting for playing time, and a lot of guys who probably deserve more playing time than they're getting. Right? It kind of reminds me of my senior year.
Yep.
Right? We had a whole bunch of guys who'd been here and played, and potential starters and all that stuff. And that was kind of the same dynamic we had at the beginning of this year. And so, you know, as you go through that and then go through some up and downs, right, it's just important that the guys stick together. And they have, and they've done a great job. And that's why we kind of got this thing flipped in our direction now. And now we just want to obviously keep locking in and keep her going in the right direction.
UNI men's basketball assistant coach Seth Tuttle, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Panthers will go for their sixth straight win tomorrow night against Valpo on the road for that one. Back on January 5th, they handled the Beacons 92-65. And one thing I wanted to, well, when it comes to playing Valpo tomorrow night, Coach Tuttle, Coach Jacobson had mentioned this, that the first half against Valpo was probably the best stretch of defense you guys have played all season, and I think I can speak for the fans that have been watching that cranking it up defensively has been as much of a part of this success as anything else. So what's kind of the things that you guys are honed in on right now to go from being better and good to very good, if not great, defensively?
Yeah, that's our biggest stress is our defensive end, and it you know, if you look at just our last game at Southern, right, we had a great defensive first half, and in our first half, offense followed it, right? And then the second half, we struggled to find a few more stops, and our offense faltered a little bit, right? So we know and we understand the importance of getting stops. It allows us to get into our transition, allows us to get our pace going, which is where our flow offense really can take a big jump. And so we've known that. We've talked a lot about that as a staff and then as a team, and they've done a nice job of cranking up ball pressure, which is really important. Being able to crawl into the ball, kind of dictate the game a little bit more rather than kind of let them do what they want to do. And then rotations, right? The game is played in rotations. Getting ball screens for us, dribble handoffs, the same principles, right? You're just trying to get a two-on-one advantage and then be aggressive out of it, because at that point you're getting rotations. And so we practice rotations on the defensive end quite a bit, and our guys have really honed in on flooding that strong side and forcing skip passes and helping each other in rotation situations. So that's been our biggest change, I would say, right now. What our guys have done is just get a lot better in that area of the game.
What made the staff feel comfortable to put Noah Carter in the starting lineup? I mean, that's not the question, but at the five spot, because obviously he's undersized for that position. It does make me think a little bit about how Clint Carlson was good at that spot coming off the bench, I want to say his sophomore year. But what ultimately made you guys feel good about putting him in there at that spot, Coach?
Yeah, Noah's been here, right? He's been here. He's got experience. He's a weapon on the offensive end. He's a mismatch, right? You want to keep a big guy on him. We'll get a shot for him. You want to go small like Southern and some of these other guys have tried to do. You know, we've got a good understanding of how to get him the ball on the block, and so that's really the biggest thing. With the unknown of Fife there for a while, we had to kind of make a little bit of a change just so we can get off to better starts in the game. And then between him and Cole, I think it really just came down to just experience. And Cole's done a nice job, and he keeps doing a heck of a job of learning and
yeah,
and practice and in games and. and I expect a lot of good things from Cole coming up here. But it was really just an experience thing for us, I think, and for Coach Jake was just the trust and understanding. Noah's played a lot more for us. He's been in situations. He's played in big games from a couple years ago when we were in that championship, had that championship season. So I think it really was an experience-based thing.
And obviously the circumstances, I think most people are aware of them by now, Austin with long COVID after effects. And that guy just it seems like the best teammate. He's just constantly smiling. He's got all the reasons in the world to hang his head, and he's done the exact opposite of that.
Yeah, absolutely what you said. Best teammate, man. He's teammate of the year for sure. He's kept his head up. He's kept his composure up and just kind of trying to find the good in everything. And then that's just kind of who he is and what he's all about. And obviously not an easy thing to go through. And a lot of unknowns still, but he's done a nice job and he's leading our team in a lot of areas in terms of preparation and stuff like that. So he's done a really nice job. A
couple more minutes here with UNI men's basketball assistant coach Seth Tuttle. You know, we've talked about Noah and, you know, AJ a little bit. Obviously, those guys have deservedly so gotten a lot of headlines. But I got to tell you, Seth, Nate Heisey's game has really impressed me this season. And there's been multiple times where I've seen you pumping him up after a team calls timeout because you guys are on a run. You know, what should people know about Nate and what he's doing to be able to produce at this level? It just seems like he's coming into his own.
Yeah, I love that kid, man. His toughness, his attitude, his mentality, everything about him. Big fan of Heisey. What I told people last year was that he had more to offer, more to show you, and a lot of it just came with confidence with him, right? And the more he plays, the more he understands what he's capable of doing. And I could still tell you, he's got more to offer. The kid is extremely talented. He's a hell of a basketball player. And I just keep trying to pry that out of him the best I can, right? And he reminds me similar to me in terms of, like, you have confidence, but until you see things click on the game floor,
yeah,
it's just there's a little bit of hesitation. And hell, I can even tell you my first my game against Wichita State was when it happened. I just kept telling him, like, you just keep going to war, keep battling. At some point in the game, something's going to click, and you're going to realize that what you're capable of doing. And he keeps coming to me after games. He's like, man, I could do this. I can do this. And he's done a great job with that. And it's just fun. And he's the type of kid that you root for. He's the type of kid that you pull for just because of how great of a teammate he is, how hard of a worker he is, the fact that he's a Panther, man, and those are the ones that it's pretty easy to get behind.
And that's great. That's so cool to hear that about Nate. He, like I mentioned, he's just been such a treat to watch this season. Let's wrap it up with this, Coach Tuttle. It's your first year as a full-time assistant. So what's the self-scouting report on Coach Tuttle say? Have you ever felt like you're drinking through a fire hose at any point during the season here?
Yeah, man, I'm learning a lot. Learning a lot as we go here. Learning a lot about, I guess, how I've done, good and bad, what I've seen, what I've helped, what I've hurt. Learning a lot as we go here, right? And like I said many times, I'm blessed to have the staff that I get to learn from and work with, because there's just like any player, there's a lot to learn from, and you're gonna make mistakes, and you're gonna have things that go your way and not, and you got to just kind of keep trucking forward. So it's been fun, man. I'm having a blast, and hopefully we can keep this thing cranking and kind of get this thing going in the direction that we all feel like that we can.
Coach, thanks so much for the time today. Best of luck, best of health to you and all the Panthers the rest of the way, and we'll have to get you on again before the season's over.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good one, Seth. Take care.
Yep. Goodbye.